Another player in the Iraq chaos are the Kurds. When ISIS, or ISIS, swept through northern Iraq last month, the Kurds stepped up to secure their semi-autonomous region. They've also stepped up to control the oil there. And that's not going down well with the central government in Baghdad. Marine Olivezi has this story from Iraqi Kurdistan.
So we're driving towards the crest of a range of mountains that mark the Iraqi-Iranian border. It's a dramatic landscape of cedars and parched grass. It looks and it feels very isolated, and yet it's a very busy road these days. Dozens of Iranian tankers are making their way down this valley, and in a few hours they'll be hitting gas stations across Iraq's Kurdish region.
Vehicle out there with Iran plate on it. It says, got here from Iran, just a few minutes ago.
That's Umid Hamid. He's the owner of a gas station in Kirkuk, about 5 hours from the Iranian border. The ISIS onslaught has hit the oil industry hard. The radical Islamists of Iran, Mosul, and large swaths of the country's northwestern region, which includes the town of Beji and its refinery, the largest in Iraq. Stocks of the so-called Beji oil dwindled and finally ran out here, leaving Kurdish authorities with no choice but import. Now with the Iranian gas, there's fuel in the pumps, but fewer customers. Hamid says the price tripled overnight.
Short, yeah, they're all going crazy. It's like, what's going on? Why is the price going so high? Yeah, it's very expensive. Many people just decide not to buy.
Despite the long lines and the increased cost for gas, the ISIS offensive has been relatively good for Kurds. Kurdish armed forces, the Peshmerga, expanded the area of control to cities like Kirkuk. And then in mid-July, the Peshmerga seized two key oil facilities outside the city. Baghdad called it a takeover. Iraqi government officials accused Kurds of capitalizing on the chaos. Lieutenant Colonel Ahmed Aziz says that's not what happened. He's a battalion commander in the area, and his forces fall under Baghdad's authority. He says the Peshmerga moved in because he personally asked them to protect the oil fields. Islamic State militants are just 12 miles away. His troops and the oil fields were left exposed.
I've been reporting to Baghdad, telling him about my needs here for the battalion and the area. No one listened to me, and we did not get any, extra recruits. Now, as a battalion commander in charge of the security of the oil facilities in this area, I have the right to request help from whoever is available.
The Peshmerga were available, and they came fast, but they didn't come alone. We meet one Kurdish oil engineer who's been working in this facility for years. He wants to remain anonymous. Let's call him Alwan. He says most of the workers at oil stations are Arabs. But when the Peshmerga moved in, they brought along a new staff.
The people were brought in, the new people, they're mostly Kurdish?
Yes.
Could it seem like,
invasion? As a Kurdish, we consider that as a part of the Kurdistan, Kirkuk. Everything goes back to its normal place, I think. I'm pleased with this.
For decades, Kurds weren't allowed to work in the oil industry. Alwan says that Kurds taking over jobs isn't payback. His Arab colleagues were given the choice to stay or to leave. But with tensions running high between both communities, he says most Arabs felt like they were being forced out. Few of them have shown up for work since. On the other hand, Alwan and many Kurds say they're pleased with the takeover, though they know it won't fix the oil crunch. Refineries in Iraqi Kurdistan can only process about a third of the crude oil extracted every day. Alwan says it's a shame, though, that Kurds have to resort to imports in such an oil-rich region.
I feel very sad. I'm an oil engineer. Let me tell you something. We have a super giant oil field, and that's incredible, unbelievable to bring oil from Iran.
Yet this will probably go on for months until Kurds build new refineries. Alwan says that could take up to 2 years, and only then will Kurdish authorities cash in on the oil fields they just took control of. For The World, I'm Marine Olivezi in Kirkuk.